Once they get the fast boats stopped, don't attack us anymore. There's the other question of mines. Apparently, the Iranians have lost track of where the mines are that they put in the water. So the U.S. Navy, after the shooting stops, has to bring in its very sophisticated demining equipment. Think underwater drones, still untested in combat. To get all that kit in, it'll be about a week. Then to clear these lanes, about a week outbound, a week inbound, that's 3 weeks. If they find any mines at all, you can double that timeline. So even if we get everything, if peace breaks out today, it's going to be weeks, if not months, before this mess starts to get unclogged.
Meanwhile, there's this U.S. embargo stopping all Iranian ships from getting out. Explain how that works.
Indeed. So if you take a line here from the Pakistan-Iran border down to this point of land in Oman, this is where the U.S. is running this blockade. We've got about 22 ships in the region. We could probably do it with about half of that. So they're getting help from aircraft, from satellites. So we're tracking all these ships that are trying to or going up to the line here. So we can do this indefinitely. The thing that's most interesting is that there are reports out there now saying that the U.S. will board and seize any Iranian oil anywhere in the world. 90% of the Iranian oil goes to China. So if we board a ship, it will most likely be Chinese oil just weeks before President Trump is supposed to meet with Xi Jinping in Beijing.